Cliffo, Gabby, and Vance Joy. This is Vance's new single. It's called Clarity, and he joins us over the satellite right now. Vance Joy, good morning. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Good to see you. Well, good to hear you guys. Good to be back.
Good to chat to you.
You had a bout of COVID last week, mate. That's the spicy cough caught up with you. Is you feeling good now?
Yeah, more good. Like it was a bit of a. I kind of knew it was coming because I was just playing heaps of shows, running around, catching all these different flights overseas, and I came back just in time for the album release after all this promo, and so I knew my body was just run down, and so unfortunately I missed a couple of things, but I needed the rest, so I sat on the couch and enjoyed just like being an absolute slob.
It's a forced rest, which is never a bad idea. You were busking before you made it big time. I've always known that. But then I was reading up this morning about how you also used to do open mic nights. And I just wanted to know a bit more about that, because the only thing I know about open mic nights is from Coyote Ugly, where she'd get up and play her guitar and have a sing in a dingy old bar. Is that reality? Is that what actually happens?
Yeah. I think less people pay attention and care, like maybe in the movie. Or maybe people didn't care. Honestly, it's been a long time. I haven't seen that movie since 2001.
No one has, Vance. No one has.
Yeah.
It has been a while. Moonlight, man.
Yeah. I mean, what a tune. And also this, like, I mean, I had a couple of decent songs by the time I did my open mic nights. Like, I had songs that I kind of ended up putting on my first album, but there wasn't any breakaway hits Moonlight style. But what I want to say is, it was like, you play to like, honestly, like four or five people in a room. You play three songs, and it's like kind of, I was so nervous. I've never been, as nervous as I was like playing those first open mic nights, especially no one cares, but for you, it's like a big deal. So
yeah.
An important step.
I can't get the image of Vance Joy wearing skimpy little denim.
Standing on a bar.
Standing on a bar, singing out of my mind, Coyote Ugly style. While we're going way back in time, I also read on the internet that this song, called Riptide, you've been living under a rock. Huge hit of yours, of course. I heard that is the reason that you are not a lawyer right now. Is that the truth?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, I think I would have tried to find something else besides law, but I did do a law degree, and I was kind of, in the pathway to doing it, but my songwriting was just way more interesting to me, and I was kind of excited about that, so I thought, I'm going to take a pause before, following the law degree, and I'll just, see what happens with music, and I'm kind of glad I did. I don't think I really had the heart. My heart wasn't in it.
What did your parents say when you were like, I'm not going to be a lawyer, I'm going to write songs?
They were okay with it. Honestly, like, they no one knew it what would happen. So I was kind of like, look, I finished my degree. I've got a part-time job. I can, take care of myself to a degree. I can pay for my music recording. I can, if I want to do stuff, I can kind of, give me 6 months or give me a year, and then I'll see, how it's all shaping up. If it's a no-go, then I'll have to look at my other options. But yeah. I definitely, they gave me a little bit of a window.
Cool. Like, you already have a degree. Like,
my
if you were maybe a year in.
Yeah, sorry.
Like, we only use two. Vance has what we don't have. Talent.
And a degree.
And a degree.
Both.
So.
Quickly, Vance, I've heard that the weirdest thing a fan has. Is that what your fans are called?
Oh, that's a
Vance.
Great one.
No, I hope so.
Vance.
I hope I have a secret group out there, like a little minority of extra super fans. But they call themselves the Curlies. There's a few Curlies out there.
Oh! Okay, cool.
Well, the weirdest thing one of them has ever given you is like a voodoo doll of yourself. Is that true?
Yeah. Yes, that is true. So I don't know if it's actually a voodoo doll. It looks like a voodoo doll, and it's very well made, and it looks like me, but it also creeps me out. So I put it in a cupboard at home and kind of hide it away. But I also don't want to get rid of it because I feel like I've watched The Conjuring, and you can't throw away objects where there's like evil spirits in them.
But if it's a voodoo doll and it's in a cupboard in a dark space, do you then start feeling dark and lonely?
That's where the best songs come from. I should get it out of the cupboard.
Yeah, get it out.
Put it in the sunshine, man.
I feel like it'd be very handy if you ever had an itch on your back that you can't quite get to. So you just pull out the doll, give it a scratch. Bob's your uncle.
I never thought of that. Okay, I'm going to start, taking care of it, really taking care of it and putting it in the sunshine.
You've got to think about these things. This is so good. Vance Joy is performing Down Under, playing dates. Like, he's going to be in Cairns in September, Brisbane, Gold Coast. There's a heap of Queensland dates. So get your tickets to see Vance Joy live, frontiertouring.com. We always love having him on the show, on the satellite from his hometown of Melbourne this morning. Vance Joy, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Cliff and Gabby. Legends.